good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, A Little Bit of Faith.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. A man came up to Jesus, knelt down before him, and said, Lord, have pity on my son, who is a lunatic and suffers severely. Often he falls into fire and often into water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Jesus said in reply, O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him. And from that hour, the boy was cured. Then the disciples approached Jesus in private and said, Why could we not drive it out? Jesus said to them, Because of your little faith, amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. The Gospel of the Lord. As I reflect on today's Gospel, I have to say I am personally deeply consoled. I suspect most of us would hesitate to boast that we have a big, robust faith. In honesty, we'd have to admit that we have just a little bit of faith. Maybe we even are lacking in faith altogether occasionally. We struggle to stay hopeful when so much seems impossible and despairing. We struggle to keep joy alive amid the ordinary challenges of life. We struggle when surrounded by evil leaders, greedy politics, and institutional injustice. We struggle to maintain peace while working to eliminate violence. We just struggle. And so it's very consoling to hear Jesus say, even if you have a tiny little bit of faith, the size of a mustard seed, it's okay. You will be able to do important things in your family and beyond to advance the kingdom and bring good. However, today, instead of focusing on my faith, I choose to recall people I know who are presently showing me deep, abiding, robust faith in the midst of their struggles. Today we can pay attention to their stories as they achieve the impossible, the unthinkable. Who are the ones in your life or in your awareness that are moving, not mountains like the Alps or the Andes, but the mountains of struggle in their personal lives? Parents with autistic children, families torn apart by gun violence or lack of asylum status, communities being bombed daily, women fighting for equality and freedom, persons living in cars, tents, or cardboard boxes, all people who live with chronic illness or depression, men, women, and children suffering the effects of abuse or discrimination. The list is endless. Their witness of faith to me is truly incredible. Indeed, there are so many living examples of heroic, robust faith. But my own little puny mustard seed faith is good enough. Thank you, gracious Holy One, for this gift.